So, Pierre, we missed festival year. What are you
Yes.
what's going on now?
Million-dollar question. Yes, I mean, as you know, as we head into the 2020-21 season, you know, it's becoming more and more clear that we're going to be in this pandemic for some time to come, still until you know, we wait and see where we get with a vaccine development and how we can grapple with containing the spread. And in the meantime, you know, arts administrations and organizations all over the world are trying to figure out, well, how are we going to keep the music going? And we were fortunate that right after the festival was canceled, we discovered that we have a treasure trove of video material. And so we did the Virtually Gilmore Festival, where we premiered some archived footage and also some premiered some live streams with Igor Levitt. And so that really provided the foundation for thinking of the 2020-21 season. And so it's going to be a virtual season. And we are going to plan for every event being experienced virtually as a live stream. We're going to bring almost all of the musicians, the pianists, to Kalamazoo, and we'll be live streaming from Kalamazoo, whether it be from Wellspring or Chenery or some other venue. And if somebody cannot travel due to some travel restrictions or something else, we will be live streaming from the place where they live. So it is, we're fortunate that we have the technology available to be able to do things like this. I don't know what we would have done if this wonderful technology didn't exist. And you know, our thought process is if we are wonderfully surprised by, say, March or April, and we can get into a hall in some limited shape or form, we would do that. And we would be happily surprised if we can. But for the time being, this is what we can do. We have everybody's safety in mind, the musicians, our audiences, and yet we want to keep the musicians working. We want to keep the music going, and that's the plan.
Well, the plan involves the Rising Star series. These are all up and coming youngsters who have already achieved major awards and competition wins, and people that you, Pierre, feel will be familiar names down the road.
Yeah, you know, the Rising Stars series, I just love this series, because as you rightly point out, I don't think they're just young and upcoming. I think they are stars in the making, and we're taking a moment to shine a spotlight on them and to help lend a voice and let the world know, hey, these are names you should be on the lookout for, because they are making all kinds of waves in big ways. So we are starting September 20th with Mackenzie Melamed, American pianist, young pianist. He recently sort of burst onto the scene. He placed as a medalist at the Tchaikovsky competition and at this China International Piano Competition in Beijing, I think it was last year. And now he is a finalist at the American Pianist Association for their awards coming up. Very, very exciting. Just boundless energy. I mean, he can hardly sit still to talk to you. And he has been, you know, embracing technology, live streaming from home. I'm really excited to welcome Mackenzie to the series.
Mackenzie Melamed, his name encapsulates some of his background. He has Russian ancestry, but he is an American pianist. He's also beloved in Finland, of all places.
Yep. He won a competition in Finland, and which offered him an opportunity to tour there. And he has a huge fan base in Finland. So I'm expecting all of our Finnish friends to tune in on September 20th.
Well, if you ask, you could ask him to speak in Finnish, because he did learn the language, is what I read.
That's a great idea.
And there is a special conductor in Finland, former concert pianist and former Gilmour Award winner, Ralph Gattoni, who has worked with Mackenzie Melamed in Finland.
That's right.
So we have a wonderful generational connection.
Right.
Mackenzie starts things off in September, and then we go to a concert on October 18th from a South Korean-born pianist who lived 8 years in Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas, and is now studying at Juilliard, Chaeyoung Park.
Chaeyoung Park. I first met Chaeyoung when she was only 15 or 16. It was at the 2015 Cleveland International Piano Competition for Young Artists. I had started this competition there. And she just impressed me as just being so well beyond her years. When you talk to her, again, it was that youthful energy and you know, stars in the eyes. But when she sat down to play, she meant business. This is a very serious pianist, and you know, she is making her mark and making a statement. She's going to play the Brahms Third Piano Sonata, which just an epic work,
yes,
Mount Everest of piano sonatas.
That's exactly where my mind went when you said she means business. She's playing a Brahms sonata for the second half.
Exactly. And that's Chaeyoung. You know, she doesn't shy away from these challenges, and she will just sail through it magnificently, I know. She has an incredible sound, a big sound. She has that incredible, it's almost like a white heat energy. So I'm really looking forward to having her come, not only having her seen her in Cleveland, but having her come here to Kalamazoo and seeing her again and hearing her again would be wonderful.
Chaeyoung Park was a 2016 silver medalist at the Gina Bachauer competition, and just last year was the winner of the Hilton Head International Piano Competition. So one small thing to note about her program, there's a composer, a modern-day composer, Eunsuk Chin, looking forward to new music from this composer as well as the Brahms.
Yeah, and while we're on that topic, you know, there is so many conversations these days about how we as arts organizations can step up and bring our part in, including, you know, some underrepresented artists, composers. And so I went to the Rising Stars and I asked each of them to include a work by a composer of color in their programming. And so you'll see some new and interesting things in their programs for all of them.
It's been a marvelous time to, you know, check out the usual way of doing things and see if it can be made better. And it can. It's wonderful.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it provides us with so much variety and just delight. I mean, it's just wonderful to explore and discover new composers.
Well, you mentioned that Mackenzie Melamed was in the running for the American Pianists Award. And in fact, one of the other contenders for that is coming in November. His name is Dominic Cayley?
Cayley.
Yeah,
Dominic Cayley. yes, and actually, you know, both of these gentlemen, I heard, you know, I was on the selection jury for the American Pianist Association Award, for these finalists. And there were a whole host of pianists who are wonderful. But Mackenzie and Dominic really stood out to me. And it's an interesting process for being on the selection jury or something like that. We listened to 3 days of hours and hours of piano playing, and it was all blind auditions. We didn't know who you were listening to until the very end, until they were made known who they were. And I consistently came back to these two pianists in my notes, and so I was so thrilled that Mackenzie and Dominic were available to come and participate in our series. And Dominic Beethoven it's almost like Igor a little bit, like in that regard, Igor Levit, in that Beethoven has found a contemporary voice in Dominic, and Dominic feels a real kinship with Beethoven as a composer. And he will play the Hammerklavier Sonata, another Mount Everest.
Yes.
In the piano sonata repertoire. These rising stars are ambitious, and but I just love it, and I encourage it because they need a platform to play these works on.
He'll also introduce, you know, this modern and new repertoire. Carl Vine is a well-known contemporary composer, and H. Leslie Adams is new to me, so I'm looking forward to what Dominic Cayley will bring to the stage for that in November on the Rising Stars series. Details, again, are at thegilmore.org. Dominic Cayley has studied all over Manhattan School of Music, Yale, and then over in California at the Colburn School.
Right, where he still lives and doesn't plan to come back to the East Coast anytime soon. He loves L.A. February, we have the Isaiah J. Thompson Quartet. Isaiah Thompson, jazz pianist, lives in New York. I've seen him at Jazz at Lincoln Center, and he has been touring and making records with this quartet of his. And I mean, talk about just a young jazz pianist on fire. I wanted to include some more jazz on the Rising Stars series. We have done some jazz in the past, but we didn't do the last couple of seasons. So Isaiah is one of two jazz Rising Stars on the series.
I think all those passionate, very passionate jazz lovers in our community, who we hear from at the radio station fairly often, we'll be really thrilled to see these jazz players reintroduced on the Rising Stars series. I also wanted to say I enjoyed the Matthew Friis trio from the Wellspring Theater. And, you know, it's really a cut above the sound, the camera moving around, and it's not a static experience. I really did feel quite drawn in. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and the nice thing about jazz is it also allows us the opportunity to bring in a few more musicians. So, you know, with Isaiah with his quartet, and Matthew with the trio, and the other Rising Star will also bring a trio. So it provides variety. It's a feast for the eyes. It's, you know, all the senses are engaged. That's why I love it.
So that event is just into the new year. You'll find the dates and times on the Gilmore website, thegilmore.org. We'll continue with the Rising Stars series now with a March concert featuring a young man from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I understand, Pierre, that he has like a family tradition of classical music, and especially the music of Chopin.
So his father is president of the Chopin Society in Minneapolis, and Evren is also a pianist who I came across when I was still in Cleveland at the youth competition there that I ran. And he was very young when he entered the competition there. But he had that sound. We were talking about Mr. Fleischer's sound a few minutes ago. And Evren has that old soul in him. And he has that sense of timing and that golden touch. And I didn't believe that possible in somebody so young. And so I'd always kept an eye on what Evren is doing. And I traveled to Marlboro Festival last summer, where he was admitted as one of the young musicians there. And what's wonderful about the Marlboro Festival is everybody dines together if you go. So you know, all the musicians and whoever is there can go to the dining hall, and they all serve each other. And then very often they would have impromptu concerts right after dinner and right in the dining hall. And so this is what happened the evening I was there. Evren announced that he will be playing through a two-piano version of a Mozart concerto with a friend. And it was just such a spontaneous setting, a spontaneous moment, a spontaneous performance, and just beautiful, pearly sound. And then I heard Evren again where I went as a guest of the Chopin competition, National Chopin competition in Florida, where he placed as a medalist and he played a Chopin concerto and really just showcased his affinity for this composer. And all of his background and upbringing came to bear there and did very well for him during this competition. So he will be playing some Chopin on his program here as well, as per my request. But the program has a wonderful variety in it, but I'm looking forward to Chopin particularly.
Evren Özel is his name. The second prize that he won at the National Chopin Competition is his ticket to compete in the International Chopin Competition, right? In Warsaw, Poland?
Yes, in Warsaw. It was supposed to happen this year, but my understanding is that it was postponed to next year.
Oh, it only happens every 5 years, which surprises me.
Yeah, the competition does a whole host of other things in between. But yeah, it's one of the biggest competitions in the world. I mean, Martha Argerich won it, has launched many wonderful careers. And so fingers crossed for Evren.
He'll be part of the Rising Stars series in March, on March 14th. The following Rising Stars concert is one in which you'll bring back another jazz performer. And this young man is named Glenn Zaleski. What can you tell me about Glenn?
So Glenn, his name came across my desk. You know, periodically people would send me suggestions or stop me on the street and say, hey, there's this kid you need to hear, you know. And it was sort of a combination of somebody emailing me about him and another person stopping me in New York, say, have you heard this new kid, Glenn? And so I have a suggestion folder in my inbox, so that everybody knows. Feel free to email me suggestions, and I put them right in that folder. And periodically, I check it out, you know, and see what has come across my desk. And so I made a point of going to hear Glenn and, you know, buying some CDs and just exploring what he does. And he's a very original pianist, jazz pianist, and loves to collaborate, but he composes a great deal. And so it's a wonderful combination of being steeped in the tradition. He has a solid foundation, having lots of training behind him, but then with this compositional element that brings some fresh takes. It's a fresh new repertoire. I think I'm really looking forward to having him here on the series.
He also has an album that's been released very recently. So if you look up Glenn Zaleski, you should be able to hear some of his original music.
Yep.
These jazz artists, you know, they're writing, they're performing, they can change styles, and it's part of this incredible art form that I'm very glad the Gilmore Keyboard Festival has always, from day one, included in its programming.
I think jazz pianists, you know, to me, in many ways, actually, it's a throwback to when Mozart was going around as a pianist composer, improvising. Beethoven was improvising all the time, and somewhere along the way, you know, when in how classical musicians are trained, there's such an emphasis on being true to the score that we lose a lot of our improvisational skills, I'll just say. And I think it's so important that we come in contact here, interact with jazz musicians who are so instinctively tied to their improvisational work, that one informs the other and one cannot be without the other, in my humble opinion.
Interestingly enough, we were speaking of Evren Ozel and his amazing Chopin chops. And here we have another artist. In fact, they competed in the same competition, and she was the winner, Avery Gagliano.
Gagliano, yeah. And I heard them back to back at the same competition. And I heard Avery's winning performance, and she won $100,000 at that competition and also entry into the international competition in Warsaw, and asked her also to play some Chopin here, which she'll combine with Bach and Beethoven. And again, you know, I think of them as kids because they're so young, but you know, when they sit down and play, and when you talk to them, you do realize that this is, they're young geniuses at work here, and very serious musicians. And she has a very unique voice, and she has certainly something, a point of view, something to say. And it was, hearing the same Chopin pieces over and over again can get, you know, if you're in that hall, it can get to be monotonous. But when it's with Evren and with Avery, when she walked up and played, you know, it's like hearing something new. It's discovering new things about the work, which is really hard to achieve. And so I'm excited to share Avery.